In the Sydney Morning Herald of 11 February of this year, a gentleman wrote a book or an article saying, giving a good book a bad name, the Bible exposed. And he says quite a few things, but he says, the more belligerent Puritans were the Taliban of their age. And he goes on to say, retaining supreme power amid this instability depended on successfully hijacking the deadliest weapon of all, the Bible. He's talking about the translation of the King James Bible. The job of concocting a trustworthy translation was entrusted to committees of Oxbridge Muller, whose malleability was ensured by the lure of ecclesiastical promotion. Extensive cutting and pasting from the salvageable parts of previous translations was indulged in with the final work vetted by the Archbishop of Canterbury. You see where they just elected? For Prime Minister Blair just gave them, the Anglican Church, a new Archbishop of Canterbury. He performed a wedding ceremony for a priest who was a homosexual. I even read where this man would like to someday disband the Anglican Church. That's how Anglican he is. Apostasy. It's rampant. Ecclesiastical power, this man said. Brokers ensured that the decision to impose a sanitized Bible on a rescued nation was surrounded with enough ambiguity to ensure that nobody involved could be held responsible if things went amiss. End of quote. That was an unbeliever speaking about our Bible. Now I'm going to be speaking about those who claim to be fundamentalists. And the outline is the schools, the churches, mission boards, and missionaries. Those 3 points. The schools. I pick on Detroit Seminary, though we can pick on any of them. Dr. Wake does a good job of it in several of his books, those 7 schools. How go the schools, so go the churches. That's why we're in the mess that we're in. And I, as a missionary for many years now, I feel sad for some of these missionaries. We come back to the States and the churches have all moved. They're all shifting here and there and everywhere. And I take a stand, and you'll notice that there's not many Brother Mormon, and I myself, I don't know how many other missionaries belong to the Dean Burgon Society. But you don't go out and blab it to every church. You wouldn't have support too long. And how go the churches, go the mission boards and missionaries. And it's the schools that produce pastors and missionaries. From the fall of 1997, I got this off the webpage from the Detroit Baptist Seminary Journal. It was a review article, New Age Bible Versions. Is his name Schneider? Or Schneider? Schneider, that's what our brother mentioned. He has a PhD from Bob Jones University. That makes us bow down and think, well, he knows what he's saying. Now, just saying that, I have come to the conclusion, because he has a PhD doesn't always mean that he knows what he's talking about. And if he got it from Bob Jones University, I really have a suspicion as to whether he knows what he's talking about. On page 107, the reviewer gives forth his love for our Bible. You know, these men always started out this way, or most of them that I have read. They have to say something good about our Bible. And he said this, quote, it is not my intention to cast any reproach on the King James Version Bible. Right. I consider the KJV to be the apex of English literature in general and of Bible translations in particular. Today broke, don't fix it. He didn't say that, I said that. But anyway, he says this is the apex. You know, my wife often catches me up when I say something from the pulpit that, you know, preachers get to going and sometimes don't think. She says, did you really mean what you said? Do these folk really mean what they say about our Bible? I don't think so. On page 107 again, now he's going to tell us what he really believes about our Bible. Quote, I have observed that many of those in the King James Version only camp, taking their cue from Dean John Burgon, have embarked on a crusade. When one is on a crusade, woe be to anyone or anything that might hinder that crusade. Now, end of quote. I'm on crusade. Some synonyms for crusade are these, I found. A campaign. I'm on a campaign. A movement. A battle. Our brother mentioned the battle. We're in a battle. Oh, another thing before I go too far. I want to say, I read Brother Cummins' sermon when I was a young boy. in the Sword of the Lord. And I feel a privilege to have him here, a statesman of fundamentalism. And thank you, brother, for coming and preaching. Another synonym is cause. We have a cause. Fight. I really don't like that. Do you back there? My profile sometimes isn't the best in the world. A war. Well, we're in a war and we're in a struggle. That's another synonym. 1 Corinthians 14:8, one of our brothers has this. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? End of quote. And the trumpet is God's word. And it's this book. And we want to have a certain sound. 1 Corinthians 9:26, I therefore so run not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beateth the air. Here in the DBS, we're not uncertain concerning the words of God, and we are in a fight. Had a missionary once, he said something, and we had a little bit of a struggle trying to get people to come to the fellowship and, you know, talking to people about the Lord Jesus and about their need for Christ. And he said something, and I said, well, at least if you have people, you know, you've got somebody to fight with. And he says, I don't fight. Well, I didn't mean it in the fact that you have to fight with everybody that you come into contact with, but 1 Timothy 6:12 says this, fight the good fight of faith. There is a good fight. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. We have a good fight. This is a good fight that we're in. I don't want to be cantankerous. I don't think any born-again Christian is sincere and stands for what we stand for. I've heard say things about Dr. Wade. But I found him always gracious as far as I'm concerned. I do know that if you don't want it printed, you've got to tell him, now don't print this. but you better make sure what you're saying is true because he puts that in the print. But sometimes we come across as cantankerous perhaps because we're saying something that's in opposition to what they have believed or now believe. On page 110, this gentleman says, moreover, even if Westcott and Hort had ideas that were not entirely orthodox in their own day, they would have little effect upon the Greek New Testament. Keep in mind that they worked with manuscripts already long in existence. Here's a man who just said that the King James Bible was the apex. Now he's getting down to what they really believe. He said, the ability to tamper with the text of the New Testament by manipulating the textual evidence is exceedingly minimal. And then he says, Westcott and Hort, quote, worked with manuscripts already long in existence. Now which tamper do you think he's talking about? We do know, do we not? Remember, the schools produce the pastors and the missionaries who in turn write these articles, like that which I just read from Detroit Baptist Seminary. Page 124, it is necessary, he says, it is necessary to sound warnings, but not good right hobbies. Clearly, we Christians, by our calm but firm convictions, express both vocally in humility and in what we do or do not buy and use as a Bible translation, do have an impact on what happens in this arena. End of quote. Now, I say as one reads this reviewer, he seems to be saying those who do not hold to the King James Bible should also sound warnings, but in sounding their warnings, they do not ride hobbies as we in the DBS do. You notice that? They've been writing these books against what you and I believe, but they're not writing a hobby. But we who take a stand for our Bible, for God's Word, we're writing a hobby. You get that? Do they, and we really think those in the pew who do not read material such as John Burgon, Dr. Waite, Mormon, Jack Mormon, and Hills, and others will ever come to the place where they can hold up with confidence this Bible and say this is God's Word in English when the schools are producing preachers who say differently? From the spring 1996 Detroit Baptist Seminary Journal, Erasmus and the Textus Receptus by William Combs, page 35. He says, yet today there is a growing debate in fundamentalism regarding English translations of the Scripture and the text behind them, generally the New Testament Greek text. On page 36, numerous individuals who identify themselves with fundamentalism are now arguing the TR to be equated with the text of the original manuscripts of the New Testament. For example, D.A. Waite. End of quote. Page 36, he quotes Dr. Waite from his book, Defending the King James Bible. And then he goes on and says, quote, that the TR, which underlies the King James Version, could be thought to be the exact words of the originals themselves, which seem to be far-fetched, to say the least, to anyone familiar with the history of the TR. But possibly that is part of the problem. Some who hold the TR position may not be adequately informed. This article will seek to shed some light on this subject by bringing forth a well-established fact about the history of the TR. So he's going to teach me. Now see, most of us went to school that taught exactly what these men are teaching. And we always thought the professor knew more than we. And in conclusion, Combs writes, quote, no one will be led into theological error from using the TR. And to quote out, that's more than can be said about their British text. And then he goes on to say some other things. Okay. Detroit Baptist Seminary Journal, Doctrinal Non-Issues in Historic Fundamentalism by McCune, who's president and professor, I guess, there at Detroit Baptist. Page 175, in the early 1970s, an element of fundamentalism developed, a King James-only type of thinking, breaking with fundamentalist scholarship in history. End of quote. Now, these schools are turning out preachers and missionaries, and the preachers go into our churches, and they teach this. The missionaries go to the foreign field, and they teach this. And we're having problems today. And he quotes then Dr. Paul Tassel, who is a Bob Jones graduate. You probably know Paul Tassel. He was the General Association of Regular Baptist National Rep for several years. He was my pastor before he took that political job. Dr. Tassel's now passed away. But he quotes him. He says, Paul Tassel, then the or he talked about him. Paul Tassel, then the national representative for the General Association of Regular Baptist Churches, issued a call to resist the new fundamentalists. I call them the new fundamentalists. He's turned it around. Who were making the KJV issue a test of fellowship. See, we missionaries are in this little purgatory that we can't make tests of fellowships. Now, the preachers can. The preachers can ask me what I believe. I don't mind that. But most of us missionaries, my wife said this to a pastor that came to visit. He was on the other side of the fence from us. She said, we ought to send our doctrinal statement to the churches and say, you sign it. And if you don't have it back in 30 days, we drop you. I'd love to do it. I need the money. See, the schools are turning out the pastors and the missionaries. And we, who are preachers and missionaries, often parrot what we were taught in school. But by the grace of God, some of us have had our eyes opened and we have come along and learned. And I believe it was in 1986 that I joined the DBS. It was back before that when I was taking courses through Bethany Seminary that I was reading Dr. Fuller's books. I had a missionary who was with ABWE and he was confused on this issue and I said, well my friend, What do you do? What version do you use? He says, I carry one of those Bibles with four different versions in it. Just to be on the safe side. Now, isn't that sad? My second point is the churches. The churches. That's where you and I are. The schools. I don't know if I could ever teach in a school. It seems like you have to hobnob, you have to go along with the line. And who was it was talking about somebody being a troublemaker? I don't want to be a troublemaker. You wouldn't know it, but I don't want to be. The Fundamental Baptist Fellowship, didn't know much about it. I have some friends who are in it. I would never join it. I would never join anything other than the BBS. And when it changes, I'll perhaps quit it someday. But I have never found anything in my 30 years of ministry that stays the same. Everything's moving. Our brother was talking about, someone was talking about the churches and music. I am appalled when I come back to the United States. And independent Baptist churches are now charismatic. Oh, the shouting and the raising of the hands and the clapping, I need of a pen drop like that. I'll tell you. Now, I know my personality doesn't fit into that. So I think, is it my personality or is it proper theology? You get into the New Testament and you read about the church and the simplicity of the church. I can't imagine the people in the early church acting the way that we think that we have to get all emotional and roused up to worship a holy and pure God. Anyway, the Fundamental Baptist Fellowship made at least two resolutions about this. The one in 2001, Resolution 01.5. I got this off the internet. So I don't know how many resolutions they have, but this sounds like Dr. Wade. He knows his manual when it comes to business meetings. Resolution 01.5 regarding schismatic brethren. In light of the public attacks and false accusations upon the FBFI, its leaders, and other like-minded fundamentalist institutions regarding their respective positions on the text of Scripture and translation, and you know what the institution is, do you not? It's right down there in Greenville. The biggest one. The others are called Saints and Brothers. We reaffirm that within the historic Orthodox doctrine of bibliology, these are matters of soul liberty. So they might be. But give me the soul liberty to say you're wrong. That's not being schismatic. I love my brothers who disagree with me. But you know, after a while, we don't, can two walk together except they be agreed? We don't walk very far together. In January 2002, a supporting pastor who was trained at Bob Jones and a member of the Independent Baptist Fellowship of North America visited my wife and I in Australia. His retired father, who has taught at many Christian schools, Detroit Seminary, Clearwater, and others. I knew they were not lovers of the DBF position, but had not a clue any other version would be used. I had heard the father preach in the States, and he always used the King James Bible. He criticized it, as they often do, but he always used it. However, the subject did arise after the father preached in an afternoon meeting for me. The father used some other version. I told Mrs. Joe, she said that her deacons would get up and tell him to sit down, brother. I thought about it. He was older than I, so I kept quiet. You can criticize me later. The father used some other version than our Bible, so I asked the son what his father had used. The son didn't know. I told him that we have it in writing that only the King James Bible was to be used, but I would have to now verbally specify to those coming to preach that only the King James Bible was to be used in our services. The son then proceeded to tell me he presently uses the King James, but when he thinks the time right, he will have his church vote that only the New American Standard will be used in the pulpit. Now, he's changed that because before I came back to the United States, I wrote him and said, because of your stand and where you're leading the church, please drop our support. I think it was $140 a month. he writes me, and I got this, my wife forwarded it on to me, and he says, we have no current plans or dates to change our official Bible to the New American Standard Bible. That's not what he told me on Macquarie Street in Dubbo, New South Wales, Australia, 2830. That's what he's telling me now. Even more importantly, we would never insist upon the use of only the New American Standard in the pulpit. If we did that, we would be in the same position as the King James Only camp, which believes that only one translation bears the seal of divine approval. He says his church has never taken that position. It is not how. We believe the original autograph to be God-breathed. Absolute inerrancy occupies inspiration, and claiming freedom from any and every error is an impossible, untenable, and dangerous proposition for any translation. Supernatural preservation of the King James Version does not stand up to the test of scriptural support. Now listen, those are the kind of churches you guys are asking us to go to. You say, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. If you don't support me. Now, in this same church, they have a young man they sent out under Baptist World Mission. And when he told me in Australia that they were going to this, in Baptist World, they have a position that the missionary only used the King James Bible here in the United States. And what I have to say here has to do with that. Where does it put them? Worldwide New Testament over here in New Bern has that position too. I was in a mission conference in this church, and there was a missionary there. Either he was there because they supported him, or they asked him to come. So where does that put the missionary? If they did put it in there like you and I do, King James only. So they only use the New American, and they expect you to. Where does that put the missionary? You say, well, brother, trust God. Well, I am trusting God. Because you take a stand against your people and then say, well, cut my salary. I'm going to stand here anyway. And they're going to say, okay, pastor, you go ahead and stand there. We'll come anyway, but we're going to cut your salary halfway. Now, I know some of their preachers will stand there and stand. Not many. Well, mission boards and missionaries. I spent from 1975 to 1992 with ABWE. Mrs. Joa can tell you a little bit about ABWE. We'd only been on the field of Australia a few months, and I told my wife after the first field council meeting we should go home. That's ungodly. It's anti-baptistic and it's anti-Bible. But we lived with it for almost 18 years. And we stayed until 1992. I served on the field, men trained at Tennessee Temple. See, the schools turn out the preachers and the missionaries, and they pastor our churches, and they go to the field and start churches. Tennessee Temple, Faith Baptist Bible College, Western Baptist College, Cedarville, Piedmont, and Bob Jones. Not a single one of those missionaries held to the King James Bible as God's Word in English. Not one of them. What did I do with all the rest of my notes, my friend? Must have fell out in my car. That's okay. When a man goes on, you know he's trying to think of what he's trying to say. My notes are gone. Are you back there, Brother Graham? No. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I was given this book in an independent Baptist church when I came back to the States. And they take a position on the King James Bible. They say, have you ever heard of the Gospel for Asia out of Dallas, Texas, run by an Indian? And he knew Lester Roloff, I guess. And that surprised me after reading this book. David Maines, the Chapel of the Air. No friend of ours. But he says this, and I made note of it. And this is what you find from people. On your GBS webpage, you'll see an article that I wrote on the GBS missionaries in the King James Bible. There are some mission boards that have in their writings that they hold to this Bible and to this text. Not many. But my claim is, question is, how many missionaries within those mission boards truly, in their heart, hold to that position? I know some with some of those agencies, and I don't believe in their heart they hold to that position. We are in an age of compromise. This gentleman wrote this and caught my eye. Many Christian leaders are caught up in secondary issues that sap their time and energy. Some preachers would say to a missionary, now, it's okay if you preachers preach on these things and come to the Dean Burgon Society, and you know, all of my time is not spent on this, neither is Dr. Wade. He preaches the Bible verse by verse. Yours isn't all set up there every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Sunday school. Defending the King James Bible. In fact, God doesn't need me to defend it. My God's bigger than I am. He'll defend it. He defends himself. And I've had pastors who said, well, I put out this newsletter, this one that came to visit in January. He said, well, I just wondered how much time you put into that. Because, see, it was a secondary thing. It was a side issue. I said, I don't spend that much time. I don't just sit there writing this newsletter. There's other things to do in life. We're there to witness for the Lord. In Australia, see, we can hand leaflets out in the letter boxes. And I've got New Testament, Gospel of John and Romans that we can put in the letter boxes. We can put tracts in the letter boxes. These that you can take, we can put them freely in the letter box. So the whole town of Dubbo has been done four times with leaflets. But he calls this secondary issues that sap their time and energy. I will never forget preaching in one church where the pastor had turned defending the King James translation of the Bible and through a crusade. We're on a crusade. We're in a battle. We're in a movement. Aren't we? We're in a struggle. I took several weeks and took the overhead that Dr. Way has made my own overhead teaching the few people that God has given us, why we use this Bible. They had never heard that before. The only couple I've baptized, immersed since I've been there, came from a high church of England. They have some other version. Now he's carrying a defined King James Bible. They wouldn't use another Bible but the King James Bible. And we've gone through all that Dr. Wade had put together. They understand it. I gave him the revision read. He gave it back to me after a couple of weeks. He said, that's deep. I said, did you read it? He said, it's harder. So I like those little books that Dr. Wade and his sons have put together that are a summation of all of these things. Don't you? I mean, you get a book that thick, how many of us just look at it and say, wow, I can wait to read it? You get a little book like that and you open it and you get through it in a couple of days. You say, wow, I finished the book. And at the end of the year, you say, I read 40 books. But he said this was a side issue, defending the King James translation of the Bible into a crusade. Not only does he spend most of his pulpit time upholding it, but thousands of dollars go to printing books, tracts, and pamphlets advocating the exclusive use of this one translation. Now that's what he thinks. Now what is a missionary supposed to do? The mission boards and missionaries, which I've lost over half of my manuscript here, so that's the lost manuscripts. They're out there somewhere. That's what they're doing, right? They're out there somewhere and they're looking for them. I don't have to look. I have a little Greek in school, but I do not know the Greek that well. I do not know the Hebrew, but I enjoy these men that do. So Brother Dan stands up here and goes through all of this, and I look at him and I say, that's me. But it's wonderful, is it not, that they can do that, and I can learn from that, and I can absorb that, and I can try to put some of that into practice. But praise God, in our language, we can go to this book, and we can read it, and we can absorb it, and we can obey it, and we can live it, and we can teach it, and we can preach it. But mission boards, where do the missionary executives, don't you like that? This is a book against, basically, mission boards, but against ABWE. And in the back of it's on what they require on the field councils and all of this. I'm not against authority. That's why I was accused of one time by one of those in authority there. And they made fun of independent Baptists. That just means you don't want authority. In fact, a pastor of mine who has now passed away and was a national representative of the GRBC, he was on the board of ABWE, and he said, I could not work under a field council situation. I hadn't even got to the field yet. I had not a clue what the field council situation was like. But the first meeting I was there, I found out real quick. The man who led our Bible college was of a critical text. A graduate from Western Baptist College out in Oregon, a GARBC school. A nice guy. A critical text. We have a magazine over there called The Biblical Fundamentals. Something like The Sword of the Lord. A lot of Sword of the Lord articles in it. The gentleman that ran it, printed it, took a stand for the King James Bible, and he'd often defend the King James Bible. Our principal, with our letterhead of our Bible college, would write to him criticizing what he believed. Now, where does that put a missionary like me? I was on the board. I taught in that Bible college. You know what you do when you allow missionaries to go under mission agencies that don't believe this book? And even when you send them with mission agencies that say they believe this book, how long will they believe this book? Because where do their executives come from? The schools. The schools are turning out our pastors, our missionaries, and I love this missionary executive. You find it in the Bible and they'll believe it. I don't know where it's at. But this gentleman wrote against that. We had a break in our fellowship there. We had an Australian, he's in a Bible church, but he took a King James, Baptist and Baptist view. He received an honorary doctorate degree from Bob Jones University. And I've noticed some other friends who have received honorary degrees from Bob Jones University and other schools. Let me tell you what. An honorary doctor's degree will oftentimes silence us. What they are doing is oftentimes buying us. And if I keep on going on the way I'm going on, Dr. Wake never has gotten an honorary, and probably I will never either, and probably you will never either if you stay in the deep word on the side. The schools turn out the pastors and the missionaries and the missionary executives. The pastors go into the churches and they oftentimes criticize our Bible. We had one of the men from Regular Baptist Prep. He's retired now. He came to the field. I'd gotten involved in this, and I was using Regular Baptist Prep material in the Sunday School article written by David Warren from Cedarville College. He had criticized, or he had corrected, my Bible. And so I looked at the Greek text, the critical Greek text, and yeah, it was exactly as he said. I went to this gentleman because he was there conducting a Sunday school conference, and I said, "May I speak to you?" He said, "You may." He thought I had something good to say. I said, "You know, if you have writers that want to criticize the King James, criticize it by using the Pastor's Receptus." He says, "You're being too critical." I'm being critical, but they're using the critical text to criticize my Bible. Ask questions. You know, most preachers question me, but they never question the so-called scholars and those in positions of honor. It really bothers me. We have all sorts of them who would be getting positions. And you know what? Have you ever heard this? Mission agencies call the best missionary home to serve in the home office. Hooray! It's all those homes that will go along with everything that's going on. Yeah. You pat my back and all those broken arms. You ever heard